This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
Hey girls, Maria Menounos here, author of The Every Girl's Guide to Life. Want to know my best tips and secrets for organization, travel, weight loss, beauty, fashion, and everything else in between? Go to bing.com/Maria and pick up my new book, The Every Girl's Guide to Life.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson. From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for South Park. Tonight's host is Phil Svitek. Joining Phil will be AfterBuzz co-hosts DJ Jesse Janity, Michelle Macedo, and Jack Woz. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest South Park news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues, Phil Svitek!
It is a great day for Canada, therefore the world. Welcome, everybody. The catchphrase of the night. Would you guys agree?
I would say the catchphrase of the night was, in the tradition.
That too, yes.
I would say that the catchphrase was, dick.
You would.
Okay.
Well, they said that probably the most, right?
No, I don't think so.
Well, you were talking about he was a big dick, and that guy's a dick, and...
Exactly.
Like every scene.
Welcome to the South Park AfterBuzz, folks.
Very excited. We do it very late, live, so therefore, because we're explicit.
Yeah, that's why.
There's your warning, people. There's your warning. So, what an amazing episode it was. As we open up, it's a musical or whatever.
An adorable school play. That was the most. That was the cutest school play
yeah,
I could ever
really
imagine.
Cute.
And you're left wondering, why the hell do they open up on this? Of course, we come to learn later.
The evils of tooth decay.
Uh-huh. I didn't know it could be so bad.
I know. I gotta say, the kid with the brush costume is just the cutest thing
so
I've ever
cute.
Seen.
All of them were really cute, and I don't think
can
like,
we talk
kids
about the
cute?
Controversy of whether or not it was gum in there or what the hell?
I
that
think
was.
It was an after dinner mint.
Mm. Okay, isn't that still considered candy in some
Well, I mean,
degree?
Yeah, it could be candy, but if there's
That's
any
like
dentists out
mint.
There, if there's any dentists out there listening to the show, please call in and give us your opinion because we would actually love to hear it.
Please
but
do.
I think
I highly doubt dentists are up at 12:30 at night.
Well, actually,
some dentists like to rage. There's some dentists out there just like
seriously.
You know knocking back some Stella because they can afford it because they have a real career, unlike us.
Uh huh.
And they're
very
just like,
unlike
I'm
us.
Gonna watch some South Park. Oh no, a technical inaccuracy with the Tooth Decay musical.
Exactly. I know they're gonna blog about it forever. And actually, at like 1 a.m. I got a cab in New York, and the dentist got in at the same time, so we decided to share a cab. So, and he was a dentist.
congratulations.
Yeah, that's great, like, Michelle.
And then I found $5.
Wow, you're really using that.
AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
You are using that acting degree tonight.
Oh, yeah, I am.
Yes, indeed.
Way to draw
us in. Thank you, Emerson.
Well, let me take a step back real quick and give this little bit of info. For those of you who are visiting the AfterBuzz TV website, you may notice that some of the episodes are not up. The shows aren't recent. And that is because we just switched over to a new server with a new design for the website. And so that'll take a bit of time. By the end of this weekend, we'll have everything up. But fear not, as always, we are on iTunes, we are on Ustream, and for those of you who want to listen to us on the go, for your smartphones, there's the Stitcher app. So that has all of our latest episodes, so don't worry. And the AfterBuzz TV website will be back fully operational by the end of this weekend.
All right, Phil, let's say I want to listen to the show on a mini disc player. How would I do that?
Well, you would go to Canada. They would have an answer for you, I believe.
Cool.
I think it's tradition.
Can
there.
I get the show on Zip Disc? Are we
supporting Canada,
that format?
In Canada, there's tradition. So, yes. I believe, you know what? We now, you can go to, I believe, a Barnes & Noble and get a floppy disc of each of our episodes. Now, each episode probably consumes about 9,000 floppy discs. But you can get it.
I was going to say, used to be able to get like Doom or Tomb Raider on those.
Doom.
And now you get to hear our dulcet tones.
Yeah, exactly. All day.
Yes. Well, so we find out that Tooth Decay is missing from the school play because he's at home watching the royal wedding of the Canadian
he
prince.
He has to watch it. And I think that this is very relevant because Phil had to watch it too and stayed up for
By
an
way,
entire
I,
night
okay, so
to
I,
make
I,
sure that
bastard.
He did.
I do want to talk about this.
During while I was asleep because I am a normal person that goes to sleep at night and doesn't
Unlike
stay
the
up
3
watching.
Billion people that watched the royal wedding live.
And the next day, who was in a better mood? Me?
I believe I was, actually.
No.
No, but all right. So for those of you who don't know, AfterBuzz TV did a live show coverage for the royal wedding. We did a pre-show, live show coverage for about 4 hours, and then an after show for about an hour to an hour and a half. And you know what?
Is there that much to talk about with the royal wedding?
Here's the thing.
What do you talk about?
Well,
which six generations of inbreeding resulted in the best-looking
yeah,
kid?
Here's the thing.
Does everyone remember Elizabeth?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you,
sorry.
Michelle.
Okay,
but
keep going.
When Fergie wasn't just a crystal meth addict, was a member of the Black Eyed Peas? She used to read Budgie the Airplane. I love that book. It was an adorable little airplane who flew around and had adventures.
Ridiculous.
Let's continue, Phil.
Well, the point being that, okay, it wasn't my favorite subject matter. I cared for it that we were doing it, and obviously I became invested in that regard. But it being live, you have to say something at every moment. And I
hope you just swore the entire time.
Yeah, I wish
seriously.
We had. You know what?
It's gotten stupid drunk on, like, American beer.
Yeah.
And then, like, my grandfather fought in a war,
yeah.
So I didn't have to watch this man.
Give me the natty ice. Natty ice.
Was that an American accent? It was, like, Irish.
Give
me a natty ice.
It was totally meant to be American.
God, use your acting, Michelle.
I know. I'm so not using it right now.
Just smear some acting on this situation.
You're so right. Anyway, Stanislavski.
Yes, indeed. Well, I was...
He's an acting person.
Yes, he
is. What was the one that had the stoma? Meisner. That guy freaked me out.
He's very freaky. And we will all go insane because I studied Meisner, and therefore I will go insane. Everyone's crazy. That's the most dangerous acting technique.
Cool.
All
in
right.
terms of sanity.
Thank you for that. Now, okay. Now, what I will say, though, the one thing that I felt like they didn't quite capture with their coverage of the royal wedding was the fact that in our coverage, we didn't know anybody who they were, like the celebrities, because they were all British.
They were,
And then you could have just thrown like random consonants together. Be like, that's Sir Arthur Billypup.
Yeah.
And his wife, the Duchess of Offnock.
Billypup. So didn't you have to look up all the royalty, like the entire family?
Well, we tried to as much as we could, but I loved how they brought in Terrence and Philip and the Queef sisters, and that queefing was kind of a running joke.
Yeah, just the amount of like imagery of assholes in this episode, like the bells at the end.
That was You got the balls and the
bell and the March of a Thousand Farts.
Of course, tradition.
It is tradition.
Yeah, you know, I'm just not raised to talk about this stuff.
I love that. I love that square wheels are also a Canadian
tradition. Wait, what? Have they brought that up before? Or is that
no?
Just
that
like
was
a
that was
thing?
New to this episode.
That
it was
really funny.
Yes, it was. But as you saw, the cars were quite efficient. Right?
Yeah, obviously, because
absolutely.
They're Canadian. Well, Phil, would you say that it was anything like the British royal wedding?
I mean, I got to say, what I'm saying is, before...
Prince William yank off Kate Middleton's arm and repeatedly fist himself with it?
Oh, my God.
So he so did.
Oh,
I mean,
my God.
I didn't see that on TMZ.
I always like it when...
Maybe Phil saw it.
Yes. What I was just going to say, I always like it when... These guys really parody something to a whole extreme. You know what I mean? I never like it when they just kind of do
half-ass it. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like the fact that Snooki liked it when she was parodied, I respect that. And in many ways, I liked that bit of the episode because it was a parody on what we did. And I like to have a laugh, especially about myself in many ways. So I commend them for that. You know? No, I do. I do.
Excellent. By the way, can we all start using the phrase hot in the face?
Yeah, what?
It just sounds so filthy.
Hot in the face. Yeah. It does. Wow. Now that I thought about it, it does sound really filthy.
Well.
Somewhat changed.
I'm going to start using other phrases, but before, and those would be the Giants. But before we ever met the Giant, we find out that it is not tradition to have the princess stolen.
No, and yeah, it's definitely not the tradition, and it's not the tradition to have a beam of light put her in a glass square.
Yeah, or have ceiling fall on various members of the royal family. Yeah,
exactly. And,
and make the mushroom people of Nova Scotia cry.
Oh, yeah, and it was right after, was it, the butterscotch?
The butterscotch pudding.
Pudding.
And she had to scrape off the pudding.
Yeah, she had to... He had to put it on and she had to take it off. You know, but every wedding that I've been to, which is like, you know, in churches and some aren't and whatever, different religions and blah, blah, blah. But any wedding that I've been to, most of them, I'm like, why is that a tradition? Like, that's really weird, you know?
Because,
you know,
that's
I've never actually been to a wedding.
It's just
what?
Tradition.
Oh, you can go. You can go.
I've had two exes get married, but I've never actually been to a wedding.
No way.
Yep.
Did they invite you?
No. One was in Spain and the other couldn't tell her parents about me because she was some sort of weird Jewish and they wouldn't approve of her dating a Quaker guy.
Wow. Awesome that you're Quaker.
Thank you.
That's so crazy. And so you've never been to a wedding. Well,
I've never ever been. I've been to funerals, but never a wedding.
Wow. Well, they're really long. Phil, you've been to a wedding, right?
Every wedding... Every sort of ceremony has dumb crap that I'm just sick of, and nobody wants to be there. Everyone knows they hate it, but they're there. And for me, I don't understand why.
I mean, it's totally weird. Like, I've been to weddings in, like, Hindu temples, in, you know, synagogues, in
churches. What the hell kind of friends do you have? That's awesome.
Do you know that I have three... Literally, I'm, like, related to the country of India. So, like, all... It's just, like...
So which one was the most boring one?
The out of all of them, and you know, they're like on the beach, at a garden, in like in the mountains. Like, honestly, I think that I go to a wedding every 3 to 4 months of my life. And I've been in a lot of weddings, too.
I've known you now. How many? I've known you about 5 months now.
Yeah.
And you've not been to a wedding.
Yes, I have. I went to my friend Gabby's wedding.
When?
In January.
Okay.
I just didn't tell you everything.
Well, that was 5 months ago. We're in May.
Okay. Before, basically, I've been
It wasn't wedding season for the past few months.
Yeah, it wasn't. Good point. Wait, I'm going to try to think about that, though, really.
All right.
I was just invited to a wedding.
Well, while you think...
I started my period at a wedding.
Like recently
forever,
or when
for
you were
the first
13?
Time, like when I was 11.
Jesus.
It was awful.
How many fucking
no one told
hormones
me.
Did you have?
No one told me what it was, so I thought I was dying.
Was this like Carrie? Did people just like throw tampons at you?
A little different, because I wasn't in that situation, but I had no idea what was going on.
Wow. I remember my first period.
Yeah. Good. It's always a moment, isn't it?
It is. I became a woman.
You'll
hard.
Never forget it. A hard woman. Cool. You'll never
all
forget
right.
that.
Well, speaking of feminine needs, I'm going to transition that into the fact that the princess needs to be rescued, and who better to do so than Ike, who has this weird obsession with women. I mean, he's the one who he was caught sleeping with his teacher a few seasons
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, and was obsessed with the Kardashians, right?
Yes.
I think that was last season.
Yes.
I'm curious about the physics of Ike and all Canadians in South Park. Like, the way yeah. their heads flap, because you can see Ike actually has a jaw that goes up to his skull, so does that lift and lower his top flap?
Yeah, I saw that.
It's
episode.
Like a hydraulic mechanism?
It's gotta be. Like, Canadians are a feat of engineering.
Yeah, seriously. I think they're definitely a special kind of people, and I'm not sure...
I'm not sure if they're human, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
If there are any Canadian callers out there, please call in and correct us, if that's possible.
Yeah.
I feel like...
Canadian dentists.
Like, don't feel like we're insulting you. We're merely dissecting.
Yeah, we're very curious about your anatomy.
Yeah.
I would love to look inside you.
I've never had an explanation looking inside you. Anyway.
I was going to say, when all the Canadians are killing themselves, was that a reference to The Happening?
Oh, that's what I was thinking.
I think that's what it was.
That was
just
that was really
out of
funny.
And shooting themselves in the face.
Yes. And oh, P.S. the band Rush was playing, which is hilarious. I don't know if you guys know the band Rush. Do you?
Oh, no. I'm not a straight male who grew up.
Oh, okay.
In the 90s.
Right.
Shit.
So it's like really, really hilarious. They're like totally dated and like no one listens to them anymore.
No,
but
absolutely.
They have like, you know, songs that are famous but like really old ones. Basically, they're like totally irrelevant now. And so I would shoot myself if I were in that band too. Ooh.
You heard that, Neil Peart. Michelle Macedo would shoot herself if she was you.
But look at my music and you can buy it on iTunes. Thanks.
Wow, shameless. Absolutely shameless.
Thanks for that plug.
Yep, there it is. So right. Call me Rush.
Yeah, so the Box of Faith was a pretty genius idea.
Oh yeah. And the projector thing.
The projector and the sandwich and
how disgusting does that sandwich have to be?
That's gotta be. Well, Ike's pretty young, so it wouldn't be that old of a sandwich.
Yeah, but what do you
It'll be a couple years, yeah.
What is it, like a passport where, like, okay, as soon as you register, you get, like, a brand new faith box, and in there is a pretty
remember in Super Size Me when they have those, like, McDonald's burgers that they keep for, like, years,
and
they don't decompose?
Oh,
it could just be something like that. It could be, like, Tim Hortons or some crap.
Oh, my God. That's so scary. Wait, where did it come from?
Box of Secrets?
The box of, yeah.
Canada, I assume.
I mean, did it just come through the window? Is that what happened?
No, it was buried in his closet. Every Canadian is issued one at birth.
Oh.
Yes.
And so it just goes along with them. That's good.
Yeah, and I love how the Prime Minister just says, meet me by the tree in Edmonton.
I know.
Just the one
and
tree.
Edmonton, actually, I was in between flights, and if you're listening, call in. I was in between flights in Germany, hadn't slept for 24 hours, and this really drunk guy and I talked for like 10 hours.
Wait, let me guess. Then you were like, oh, hey, you can buy my music at michellemacedomusic.com.
You know I did.
And that's,
you know I did.
And then he bought
and
the music.
And then he friended me on MySpace. He's a musician too. So music MySpace, not like the creepy I'm going to take a picture with my shirt off MySpace. But he and I talked a lot and he was really, really drunk the whole time. And I wasn't. And then he was like, at the end, I had to take a bus. And he was like, I think that you and I were meant to meet. And I was like, okay, well, just MySpace friend me and I'll talk to you soon. He's from Edmonton. And then he turned around and he took out his dick and peed on the bus.
Wow.
And I was laughing as the bus was
pulling
away.
Actually, that brings up a good point. Phil, where's the most embarrassing place you've ever pissed?
I've pissed everywhere.
Oh, come on. What's like the worst, the absolute goddamn worst?
I feel like the worst is where you've gotten caught. So I believe either, I forget whether it was me or my friend or both of us where we were peeing on a cop car and the cop just says, really?
That's great.
And we're like, ah, oh, sorry, dude. All right, we'll leave.
I remember sophomore year, I was out of this party, you know, just like blackout drunk with my friends, like really a good night.
Uh-huh.
So I come home and my roommate's in his bed and I just like crash on my bed, just like, slam down. And I get up, I'm like, oh shit, I gotta piss. So I get up and walk to the bathroom, just start peeing. After about a minute, I just hear, Jack, what the shit are you doing? I turn around and there's my roommate and he's in his bed. I'm like, ow, how did he get that in here? And then I turn around to where I was peeing.
Oh my God.
And I had opened the bottom drawer of my desk and was just pissing all over like a keyboard and textbooks. But I don't stop because once you start going, you can't stop. My roommate's like, Jack, get to the goddamn bathroom. I'm like, okay. So dick still in hand, turn around, piss a stream. The stream of piss just keeps going. Start waddling down the hallway. Finally make it to the bathroom. There's no pee left.
Oh, wow. My God. Wow. What a fucking mess.
It was the goddamn worst.
Wait, that's your roommate?
Yeah. I did that.
My roommate. To your roommate.
To my roommate. That's not the worst thing I've done
did
to my roommates.
Did they move out?
No.
Did he not talk to you forever?
No, he thought it was pretty funny. Because I peed on my stuff. If I peed on his stuff, I think he'd be mad.
Yeah, I think so, too.
You guys remember there was this whole thing. We went to school, and we all went to school in Boston. A couple of us lived in this, like, brand-new dorm. It was, like, beautiful, like, well-put-together dorm. And, again, sophomore year, when a lot of bad things happen, someone took a dump in one of the trash rooms.
Yes.
In one of the bins. And while it wasn't me...
You know.
It was, so our, I hope the RDs who live there at the time are listening to this so they can finally know who shit in Piano Row.
Yeah, they sent out that, like,
but,
letter.
No, a buddy of ours had some friends in town. There was, like, these four, like, drunken assholes from Northern California. And they just thought it'd be awesome.
That's
just,
where the assholes
just are. Shit everywhere. So they shit, like, a couple places around campus, but the only one they got caught on was the, was in the trash bin. And so, like, the RDs, like, cornered us one by one, and they brought us into their office, and they go, we know you fucking did it. And we're like, no, we didn't do anything.
Because it was a friend.
Because it was a friend. Like, you and me, while we were bragging about it, we're like, yeah, these guys just shit in the trash can. It was awesome.
Oh, my God.
Ridiculous.
That's so crazy. I can't believe that mystery is solved.
Yep.
I was always wondering who that was.
As entertaining as that is, I'm going to blame you, Michelle, for off-tangent, because... Somewhere there
my
was supposed
really
to be
interesting
a
interesting story. On
there was there. Supposed to be a point with your story. I don't know what the hell the point
Edmonton.
Was.
Edmonton.
So a guy.
And then I saw him again in Venice Beach. He was like, Michelle. And I was like, what? He's like,
you're furthering.
I know, but
I was...
it was him from Edmonton.
Maybe he followed you.
We randomly met in Germany in an airport.
This is just like once.
Exactly.
That was a thing, right?
Where they are, like, meant to.
Yeah, but they're all, like...
Okay, so he himself... The point is, he himself is from Edmonton? Is that the point?
Yeah.
Okay, good point. I'm glad that that's what it took.
Uh-huh.
Is he good-looking? What's his deal?
He might be listening. He has some pretty awesome tattoos.
Is he anything like Ugly Bob?
Well, he doesn't have a paper bag over his face, isn't that right?
But does his face cause people to turn into stone?
Yes.
Cool.
Yes. And Calvin. Calvin is his name.
Okay. So back to the show. Mr. Garrison's math lesson was pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah. That was a great one.
I love when they come back to jokes like that.
And then at the end, he was like, it was just a poorly written song.
Exactly.
Which is really funny because, you know, he was talking about it like math before. It was all squared and whatever. But I think that is what they learn in public school. Did you go to public school?
No.
What the?
Okay, so.
Did you go to public school?
Hell no.
You elitist.
Hell no. You think I would ever step a foot into a public school?
Yeah, let's get
dirty.
Let's get that AfterBuzz disclaimer up.
Well,
the views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
That's because Phil went to public school.
Some public schools are quite good.
That's true. Not in California, though.
Yeah, not in Philadelphia either. They're just goddamn messes.
My mom would threaten me to study and shoot because she would say that someone would shoot me at school.
Yeah, my well, my private school is kind of a mess too. Our school was in the middle of the fucking ghetto in Philly, and there were like multiple attacks on students by the locals.
Oh my god!
Like people got stuck up with guns and mugged and robbed, and it was a mess.
Ugh.
But since they were Quakers, they would never take any action against it.
Now I'm gonna be Mackie for a second and say, hey, why aren't we talking about Tooth Decay? What the f?
Yeah.
Are you forgetting the importance of Tooth Decay?
Bill, you should be a director.
You should. How much of that whole thing was based on their experiences doing Book of Mormon?
Oh, yeah.
Trey Parker's experiences yelling at actors for Book of Mormon.
Oh, my God. Yes. Oh,
I had never thought of it that way.
Yeah, me neither. I didn't even think about that.
I love this more, like, Mr. Mackey's more creative insults. Like, your line reading's like a turtle taking a shit.
Oh, his insults got pretty creative. They always are, but
I love seeing Mr. Mackey in this role. He's always been the masochist to take all the insults and things like that. We've only ever seen him step up during the Dookie episode of the September 11th.
The urinal deuce.
Yes. And even then, he was he didn't become violent like in this episode.
Yeah, he got really, really mad. For the first time, I like didn't feel sorry for him.
That's right.
And his... Okay. Because... The funniest part was when the parents were all excited about it and videotaping it, and then they could hear him screaming at their kids, saying the most, like effed up.
By the way, here's a nice
We've already broken that barrier.
Here's a nice little plug for you, Michelle. So now at your music concerts, I'm going to go in there, and I'm going to scream like Mr. Mackey, "You're flat! You're flat!"
And then I would say, okay, well, let's go back and listen to it, and... Guess what? I'm not flat. Ever.
But you'd just be happy I'd be there supporting you. So.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, I totally have had people scream at me backstage right before I go on. But Phil, you know, I hope
never
that
during
you wouldn't
a show.
Do that.
Never during a show.
Busey yelled at you.
Oh, yeah, he did. Oh, yes, exactly. Oh, Jack was there. Oh, God. I'm buying you a ticket to my next show to make up for that show.
Nah, the Busey show was the best.
It's awful. Oh my God, that was so awful.
It was like watching all the best parts of Starship Troopers.
I love that movie.
Great flick.
But yeah, you know, Phil does talk to me like that sometimes. When I do something wrong, like, you know, clean something wrong or say something
wrong. That is a lovely, healthy relationship.
Yeah, I know. He does it because he loves me.
It's true.
So...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he wouldn't be with you if he didn't love you.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. Well, let's move on to the giant.
Yeah. Scott, it was a great callback to It's Christmas in Canada.
Yes. And it was like big Kraft mac and cheese thing, right? That Lord.
It wasn't even that big. It was just like a normal size Kraft dinner.
But they didn't even say like mac and cheese. Doesn't Kraft make like a lot of things?
Yeah, maybe that's a particularly Canadian thing. Again, Canadians, if you're listening, if you have internet yet, I'm not sure. If you go to the big white box in your family room and turn it on and hear a modem noise, and you probably have internet.
Mm.
So call us up and tell us if Kraft Dinner is a particularly Canadian thing.
Here's the thing. I believe they have dial-up. And so for those of you who don't remember, if you're on the internet with dial-up, you can't make phone calls.
Oh, right. Wow, that sucks.
Well, I don't think they have cell phones.
They should probably use the family telegraph to repeatedly type out messages to
definitely,
us.
Definitely. That might take a few months, but it will get here.
Maybe by next season.
We read all of them.
We do, actually.
All the telegrams.
Indeed.
But, so anyway.
You know whose telegrams we don't need?
Who?
Read?
Who?
The native Canadians.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Equal the snow monkeys.
The snow monkeys.
And ice beaners.
Wait, what did he say about like polar something? I tried to write it down, but I couldn't.
What was it?
Do you know what I mean? It was right before they saw the castle.
Was it like polar Hebes or?
Yeah, it's like something like that. It was like really fun. Just
it was horribly
a different
funny
name
and offensive.
Every time. Amazing. And I love the language that they're speaking. I don't know if it's real. Does anybody know?
I don't speak Inuit.
Yeah. Oh, Inuit. That's the word that we're supposed to call.
No, that's what we're supposed to call midgets.
Shut up. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You're supposed to call midgets Inuits.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were supposed to call them like small people.
No, Inuit's the proper term.
Okay, got it. Good to know. Good to know. Are you okay? I'm
you
so
believe that?
Fucking gullible.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Really?
My god. Seriously?
Yeah. After you were so shitting gullible all over public schools, you think that Inuit is the proper term for a midget?
I don't know. Maybe something changed if I looked it up on Urban Dictionary. I'm really, really gullible. I'm so gullible.
Glad.
I think that people wouldn't lie to me, but they totally do.
I'm glad you're... See, that's one thing you learn in public schools is that people lie to you.
He went to private school.
I wrote it down. Polar gooks.
Okay.
Yes.
That's really funny. Say the Inuits and not the little people.
I don't know. The Inuits are pretty little.
The native Canadians.
Yeah, they're pretty small.
Have you seen that?
No, I mean, in the show, they're pretty small.
Yeah, they are small. And they all are wearing, you know, their same little costumes. And were they going ice fishing?
Yeah.
When they were just
standing around
putting a spear in the water in, like, the tiniest little hole.
Trying to take over the world, though.
Exactly.
Exactly.
I love Scott's story about the Eskimo blowjob.
Oh, I know. She just rubbed her nose up against it and asked for money. That was really, really funny. And then all of them, I think, periodically realize how fucked up that guy is about Canadians and how, like, I don't know, like, prejudiced he is against these native Canadians. I mean, would you guys...
Midgets is a proper term for native
Shut
Canadians.
Up! I mean, would you guys agree or not?
Yeah, I mean, everyone knows Scott's a dick.
Okay.
He is, but as he said, they made him a dick.
Yeah, it's because they called him that. It's kind of like... Come like chicken before
exactly
the jack.
Yes, and indeed.
And then we come to tooth decay.
Yes. Finally, the result of all this, of why we're spending so much time with tooth decay, comes to a nice surprise.
I was a fan.
I what?
Me too.
I like it. He was like a big green Rancor.
Now, I know we argued, or Michelle wanted to argue before our show, of whether or not you can actually die from tooth decay.
Yeah, I was actually really curious of that. But now I don't trust whatever you guys tell me. Because both of you want to trick me for a living. So, I'm going to look it up. But
we just want you to do tricks for a living. Difference.
Like a seal?
Or like a prostitute. Exactly.
I'd prefer seal. If Michelle could bounce a beach ball on her nose, that'd be awesome.
That would be awesome. I would want that talent.
You could jump 10 feet straight out of the water, and I could feed you raw squid. My life would be complete.
Me too. Then I would have a talent that was truly unique.
Exactly.
Yes,
and maybe, not being a talented singer.
Psh, yeah. Well, who?
Album
I mean,
available on iTunes.
Hello. Thank you.
All right, so tooth decay. Why did you not think you can't die from tooth decay?
Why did I? Because, I don't know, maybe it's like just in the mouth and it doesn't spread to anything else.
No, no, maybe if you had AIDS and got tooth decay.
Oh, that would, yeah. But like just from tooth, if you didn't have anything else, if you were totally healthy.
Because, no, an infection can travel through the mouth.
Yeah, you get like, I don't know, a staph infection or something.
A what?
Staph infection.
See, here's what, like, my public education taught me, right, Michelle?
Okay. What?
To be observant, right? And so at my local dentist, there's a sign that says, wow. Not visiting your dentist can be detrimental to your oral health with oral cut out. You know, with the X over it?
Yeah, that doesn't mean you could die from tooth decay.
It does, because I surmised and I asked about it, and they gave me the
you
full
did
explanation.
Not, you didn't ask about it.
He did.
I so
was
did.
There.
No, shut up. No, I believed you for like 2 seconds again.
We grew up next to each other.
Oh, shut up.
In Connecticut?
Yeah.
Is that where you grew up?
That's a question then.
Yeah, Connecticut. We grew up in Connecticut together.
My public school ass got accepted to Yale. What do you think of that?
Wait, you got accepted to Yale and you went to Emerson? What the fuck's wrong with you?
I know, that's what I said.
Only, is Melissa, does Melissa, will your twin sister ever listen to this, Michelle?
No, she
probably
won't.
Not right now, no.
All right, so I'm going to rub it in her face. Private school girl got rejected to Yale. Public
oh my
school
God,
guy.
Oh my God, wait. Don't say that. She's so sensitive about it. She cried for like 5, like 6 months.
Well, what's up?
You realize
I'm just making
by saying
a
this on the air.
I know, but I just want to let everybody know.
Not to mention it to
so
your sister.
So a lot of people that went to our private school very, very competitive. Yale is a very competitive
You know what
school.
I got on my SAT? Out of 2,400, I got like a 1580 or something. I still got into Yale. What's up?
What'd you apply for?
I don't know, like the liberal arts?
For bullshit.
I was say, did you like play up the international student angle?
I could have.
That's probably.
Didn't you know people?
That's beside the point.
Oh, you were a legacy. Now it all makes sense.
No, I actually was not a legacy. I just knew people.
Okay. I see your shady Slovak wheelings and dealings.
You know what?
Six like girls.
Go back to your mountain fortress, potato man.
Seriously.
Like Ike, I was unafraid. I was not afraid to use what I had
at
my disposal.
What?
Oh. I think Phil took his mic off.
I see. Well, there were 74 girls in my class, and 10 of them went to Ivy League schools. So
yeah, out of my class of 84, let's see, we sent 8 to Penn, 1 to Harvard, 1 to Yale, 1 or 2 to Cornell.
Went to Ivy League too.
And where'd you go? Columbia?
Yeah,
I think we sent 2 to Columbia, and then I went to art school.
Me too. I was like the crazy one. No one else did acting or anything.
Did you go to school with Caroline?
No, we went to her school was our like rival school.
Okay.
But I went there and I'd heard of her before and about Harry. I met Harry once before, but I knew both of their names all through high school. It's really all right. Weird.
Also, I'm sure the audience really cares about our.
Yeah, they do.
I love how 1/3 of this has turned into the college years.
Exactly. It's because we're nostalgic. A year ago, a week from today, we'll have graduated.
No. What
All
have
right,
I been
well,
doing?
Let's talk about tooth decay.
Oh, my God. Okay, I just looked up, can you die of tooth decay?
And what did it say?
It says loading.
It says anything for tooth decay plus death.
Looking this up, let's talk about the fantastic final act of the episode. Where the Prince of Canada rips off the arm of the princess and shoves it in his ass.
That was very disturbing.
As is tradition.
That was very disturbing.
Just a smile on his face as he fist fucks himself.
Wait, I'm curious to why that was so gross.
It's not funny. You were with us 2 weeks ago when they sewed a little boy's mouth to a Japanese man's anus and had him eat cuttlefish and asparagus.
But you thought that was gross.
That was awesome. It was funny as hell.
So what, if it's like too gross though, is there a too gross?
No.
It's hard to hit too gross.
The more gross it is, the funnier it is.
Is there a line?
Well, here's the thing. It's an animated form. If
it was real, if he was really shoving a lady's fist into his butthole, then that would be pretty gross. But when it's cartoons, it's funny.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Think of all the hundreds of ways Kenny has died. If that was real, if you saw a kid's brain splattered over a bus, that'd be horrible.
That would be very traumatic. Well, have you looked at the, you know, Robert Mapplethorpe, the photographer? Okay, you guys should look up his photos because all of his photos are like, S&M,
are taking of you?
Fisting.
Oh, was he the guy that that got the National Endowment of the Arts in trouble because they funded him and I think the religious right got pissed off because they thought it was gay erotica?
I think that's who it is.
Like back in the 90s?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was like really a big deal. And some of the photos have made me like nauseous. But anyway.
I was going to say, I've gone to Emerson College and I've seen all that up close and in person and in my room. And you know what? It doesn't bother me anymore. It's beautiful. When a man loves another man in every orifice possible, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I'm down with watching. Okay, Whoa. So can you die from tooth decay? Answer, you will not die from tooth decay, but you can die of complications such as an infection that goes to the brain or heart. There it is.
There it is. Just so you guys know.
Excellent. Little did we know that tooth decay is like a monster or whatever.
And on that note, thank you, Michelle. We're now going to go to a commercial.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
1729.
Good tunnel vision, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729.
424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig!
The wig will come out.
When the TV show is over, get your After Buzz on.
We're back.
Now, we are.
Oh man, wherever you guys got that theremin, can you please bring it into the studio? Because I just want to spend one of the hour shows playing theremin.
Oh, you know what? We'll have to ask Rich, our announcer. He's the one who prepares all our sound cues.
That's
so
just
he's
awesome.
Amazing.
What's theremin?
If I'm gonna give a quick plug to Big Bang Theory. There's an episode about the bus pants something. It's like episode 16. And one of the characters plays a theremin in there. So you
A theremin essentially it's like a metal rod that picks up
mm-hmm.
what is it like vibration or electric discharge, whatever it is that you move your hand around and makes that creepy space noise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, no, that's crazy.
Yep. Wait, what segment are we on?
We're predictions. So there's no news and gossip, for whatever reason. So we're just gonna get into predictions. Unfortunately, it is as hard as it can be because we didn't get a preview on this episode.
Again, just trying to predict what news events will happen in the next week that they'll try to jump on.
Basically, we can't.
Again, I think they're going to try to do something with Donald Trump because he's such a douchebag.
Have they not done something with
him? Not yet.
Oh,
I don't think they've ever really parodied him.
Then it's totally coming. It has to be.
It's got to be something about that. Let's see. What else has happened? A lot of
Osama,
but they kind of did that last week.
Yeah, kind of.
There's been a lot
of
sad news.
I didn't see last week, actually.
It was all right.
Yeah.
Not their best.
Nah, it was funny bot was kind of funny, but
yeah, it was meh bot.
Yeah,
let's see. So yeah, definitely Trump. Something with like the Republican primary.
Yeah, they have to do that.
I don't know. I could see like an outside shot doing something with like the idea of the Tiger Mother. That's been really
Culture recently. Everyone tells me to read that. Also the like floods in the South.
But that's like really sad.
Yeah.
And not like Katrina where there's something to be pissed at, but just like an act
of
God
like natural,
sad.
Yeah. Do you think they would make fun of that? Like I feel like there's no
I feel like they boundary. They do actually have souls.
Do they?
Yeah.
You know what? This would be there's a very, very low chance that this will ever happen. But the World Championships in hockey that's going on right now. And how nobody cares about it.
They do like hockey. Remember there was that episode where Stan had to pull a Mighty Ducks and coach a little league team. And one of his kids died of cancer because they lost the game to the Red Wings.
Yes, indeed. So,
oh, my God.
So there could
which
be...
was a total takeoff of basketball.
Oh, I love basketball.
1998 classic.
Oh, was it 1998?
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
No, well, so that's, I mean, that's as good as guess we're ever going to come up with, right? I mean, what else you guys got? News events?
Nothing.
No, nothing.
Really? Your private school education didn't teach you more than
that? Well, if you want me to go on about that.
I've run out of words.
I will. I know every word in the dictionary.
All right, so what's the final word for midgets or Canadians or what right?
Well, just well, everyone's an Eskimo.
That's right.
All right. You heard it here.
Yes, indeed. Well, thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next week, as always. And keep listening.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later. Where was Jesse? Ridiculous.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.